T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Word. Dana, would you skate with me?
Such a skating rink song.
Would you mind?
I would mind.
Here I come, all the way over from the guy's side.
Was there anything worse than that moment where all of the girls had to line up on one side and all of the guys had to line up on the other? And I don't know who it was worse for. The guys?
It was awful for us.
Who had to skate over and ask a girl to skate, or the girls that were like, please don't pick me, weirdo. Please don't pick me, weirdo. But then you
kind of wanted
someone to pick you, but then you really didn't want...
But then you wanted the super hot kid to pick you.
Yeah, no.
And he never did.
And then you just didn't get picked by anybody.
Oh, no.
And that made you Dana.
I was a wall hanger outer on her. Oh, I hung on that wall for dear life.
I'm telling you, you could not send me back to freshman year in high school. I would not go.
Oh, I thought it was worse like in elementary school and middle school.
Middle school was the worst because you knew they were cute, but you didn't want to admit that they were cute. And you were kind of in that weird between the they've got cooties and man, they're hot. You were kind of in that middle stage with the chicks. And then came freshman year in high school.
Like, do I go over there on my skates?
I remember the first time I ever asked a girl to a dance. I was so afraid. My palms were filled with sweat. And it was Terry Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
I think she now goes by Teresa Ferguson, I think.
She changed her name because of the experience.
Because you won't stop saying it. It's like, I don't want to be associated with that.
She is now in the witness protection program.
No, stop. You know, this was in Heidelberg, and she lives in Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were on the third floor of the high school, and I walked up to Terry, and I said,
would you?
I was like Arthur Fonzarella trying to admit that I was wrong. And I'm like, will you go to homecoming with me? And she said, yes. I was like, oh my God.
Now what do I do?
Oh my God. Do I kiss you?
We got a live one here.
Oh my word. And so I asked Terry Ferguson to go to homecoming with me in Heidelberg. And I was a nervous wreck. She was the first girl I ever kissed. And I had no idea what I was doing with that tongue. I mean, that was...
Okay, that's disgusting. I did not need the visual.
Okay.
Ladle.
I mean, is there anything worse than middle school?
Is there anything worse than the first French kiss?
No.
Do you remember yours?
Yes.
Who was it with?
It was also in middle school, and it was
awful. Well, mine was
not.
Mine was freshman year in high school. I was a late bloomer.
I just think everything about middle school was awful.
Who was your first French kiss?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
I'm not telling you that because it creeps me out to even think about it. It was so weird. And it was at a skating rink, by the way.
Oh, it was?
Oh, it makes it even worse that it was at the skating rink when you're supposed to be putting your skates away because, you know, the limbo's over and it's time to go home. I was like, okay, gotta go. My mom's here.
The limbo was just getting started.
I just remember thinking I was going to get in so much trouble.
Who was it?
I am not saying
Give
his
me,
no
first name.
Way am first, I saying no.
First name
no,
only.
No, I'm not. Why do you always do this? You make it so awkward and awful.
First name only.
No.
Chad.
Why do you always refuse to say people's names?
Because it's weird. The whole thing is weird.
I just told you, the first girl that I ever kissed was Terry Ferguson.
Yeah, and I think weird that you completely use her name like 10 times a year and she lives in Lawrence.
I don't use it 10 times a year, but she lives in Lawrence.
You've brought it up more than once.
Well, because it was an awkward day.
Well, it's an awkward day every time you bring it up.
Who was your first French kiss?
No, I'm not discussing this with you.
Chad?
No.
Kevin?
Paul?
No!
Tony?
Why do you care?
James?
No.
It was James.
Not a James. Stop it. No.
Stone?
I'm not Stone. What is that?
Storm.
That's a pretty cool name. That's like a football player's name.
So he was a football player?
No. I'm not discussing this.
What was it like?
I mean, it was awful for everyone, wasn't it? I mean, I was stressed out, and I thought I was in trouble.
Were you in public, or did you guys go
around
a corner?
We were at the skating rink, like right there on the carpet-covered bench. Remember the carpet-covered bench?
You made out on the carpet-covered bench?
I mean, he came in, and I'm like, what is happening? Oh, my God, what is happening?
And he just went right in for it.
Right in. And I'm like, yeah, I got to go. This is awful. But I was also kind of like, was that okay? I don't know. I feel like I've been violated, but I kind of liked it at the same time. And then, you know, my mom's out front, and I'm just like...
Were there people around you?
Well, yeah, I think. And my mom was like, how...
And you're like...
How was the skating party? And I'm like, fine, I don't want to talk about it. Let's just go home.
Why would you bring that up?
Right? I mean, we just didn't talk about... You know how there are some families where you're like, oh my God, I kissed my first person today. Like, we just did not talk about stuff like that. I was mortified. Mortified.
So were you like Ralph Macchio or whatever his name is in Karate Kid after they leave that little...
Yeah, and the mom's car doesn't start?
Right.
Yes.
And you just like,
Let's just go, please. I don't want to talk about this. I still don't want to talk about it. It's awful and, I don't know, weird.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you remember it.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you the most fun game I've ever played with my senior in high school daughter on a mom's trip.
Sophie.
Yes. I am telling you, we laughed harder than I have laughed. I cannot even tell you. It was the five moms and the five daughters. And it's a game where you get a bunch of sticky notes and there were 10 people, you write down one thing that no one knows about you. And it doesn't have to be something awful. It can be silly. It can be funny. It can be like, what is one thing that your daughter, Scott, would absolutely have no idea about you? Something maybe you did in middle school. I mean, it can be totally silly. And then you go around and one person reads the stack and you have to guess which mom or daughter belongs to which admission, if you will.
You want to play?
No. Not even for $1 million would I play that game with you. Well, plus, between you and me and Sam, it's better when you do it with your, like, college kid because some funny stuff came out. Like, super fun, funny, innocent stuff, but still really funny stuff.
You don't want to play?
No.
Why?
Because you know everything about me.
I don't think I do.
Everything she wants you to
yeah.
know.
Ain't exactly, nothing else Sam. I'm sharing at this point.
Not on the radio, anyway.
You ought to play that at some point with...
Oh, like, I don't think that's a good idea.
And play it with your mom, too.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes. I guarantee you there are things that she would remember about her high school experience that you would be like, there's no way that's my mom. And
it
would be your mom.
I'm not playing that game with my mom.
Why? It's hilarious.
He doesn't want to know.
A, I don't want to know, and I don't want to tell.
It doesn't have to be something bad, like I was arrested or something.
That's only happened once.
Okay, well, it doesn't have to be bad. You don't want it to dissolve into some family feud. It's more just like silly things from grade school or high school that you've never, it's just never come up. Oh, yeah.
When we get back, one thing I don't know about Dana Wright.
I'm not telling you anything you don't know about me.
Yes, you are.
Why?
Because I said so.
You did bring up the topic.
You just said it doesn't have to be bad.
No, it doesn't.
So,
but it's more fun if you do it like with your adult children. Does that make sense?
I understand
that. She's saying it's more fun if it's bad things.
That's exactly what
I'm saying. Have to be bad things.
She's not going
to
drop the trip down I-70, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'll be something. It's better if it's something funny.
Remember the trip down I-70?
It's better if it's something funny.
Okay. You have 5 minutes. 576-7798.
So many things, they come and go, like your words that once rang true, just like the love I thought I found in you. And I remember
power ballads from the 80s. It's your Tuesday throwback to the 80s. All right, Sam, while Dana figures one out, give me something about you I don't know. Right now.
I was not preparing for this.
See, so now when it's you, you don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Well, if I had been thinking about it for 5 minutes, I would have something. Give me 5 minutes.
I think you know the one that I would have thought maybe most people didn't know.
Okay.
I have been engaged 3 times.
That is correct. You were engaged to that loser in Lawrence.
For 24 hours.
And then you were engaged to Joe, of course.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you were engaged to Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to be engaged 3 times. But on
maybe.
The, well, yeah, maybe, she may not accept. On the second one, though, I told her we're engaged, but we'll never get married.
So it was fake engagement.
It was fake engagement, yes. Now, see, I'm going to tell you something you already know.
I'm telling you, I don't think there's anything you don't know about me that I wouldn't care that you knew.
No, and I know that, and I know that. I don't wear underwear.
Again, already knew that and wish I didn't.
Never sleep at Kelly's house with clothes on.
Okay, that is an awkward, bizarre thing to tell us.
We didn't need to know.
Again, not surprised, but okay.
You said you wanted to know something that you didn't know. I don't wear underpants. I can't remember the last time I wore underpants.
It was your junior year in high school, first day?
Yeah, this is all
no,
very...
No, I pooped those.
Very odd.
The last time you wore them.
I mean, anytime something funny or embarrassing happens to me, I tell you. I tell you all the time.
I know. So this is probably a lesson in futility.
That's why you have to play it with your family.
Well, but my kids know that I don't wear underwear either.
Well, that's not the kind of thing that you would do with your kids and your mom. It would be more like stuff that you got in trouble doing like in middle school. That kind of stuff.
My senior year in high school, I inhaled a lot of Freon.
Okay, again, I wouldn't share that.
What?
You have completely screwed up the spirit of this game.
Was your nose working at the time?
Oh, his brain wasn't working. Sam, do you have one or not?
I'm still thinking.
But you already, everything I've told you, you already knew.
Right.
Because I tell you everything.
The only bone I've ever broken was my big toe.
You broke your big toe?
Walking up two stairs into my house.
I have broken
it on the second step.
I have broken my tailbone.
Oh, don't even get me started.
And that's it. I have never had a broken bone except my tailbone, and you know there's nothing that they can do for that. I had to sit on a donut.
A donut or a donut?
Like a, you know, it's like a little inflatable thing.
It's called a whoopee cushion.
Whatever.
Yeah, they tried to get me to wear a boot for 6 weeks for my big toe, and I said no.
There's nothing they can do for breaking your toe either.
Well, they make you put a boot on if it's your big toe because that's your main balance thingy.
I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21.
I already knew that. I know. I'm telling you. I knew this wouldn't work with you and I.
This is boring.
When we come back, I just asked you this during the break. If there's a show on TV that brings you joy and it makes you happy and you watch it and you support that show, and then it turns out the star of that show in their personal life might not be always happy and sunny all of the time, why do you still not support the show?
Get back to that in just a moment.
There's new news about Ellen today, and I am...
Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm really surprised.
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Should have known better than to let you go alone. Like these, can't make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights, and I can't wait to see you again. If I'm to spend my time waiting on your call, how can I tell you, babe, my back's against the wall.
It hit number two. 1987 on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Whitesnake. Is This Love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Story here from page 6 of the New York Post. She was the darling of daytime TV talk shows, using her deadpan wit and easy demeanor to tease the best out of A-list guests from Jennifer Aniston to Jamie Foxx. And then came a single tweet on March 20th, and Ellen DeGeneres' carefully crafted image as one of Hollywood's nicest comedic powerhouses came crashing down. Now the once seemingly invincible talk diva is fighting for her professional life amid tales of racism, bullying, sexual misconduct, and general toxicity behind the scenes of NBC's The Ellen DeGeneres Show. And she has spent days weeping over how quickly her beloved public persona has evaporated, according to sources.
Like that.
Quoting from one source, she has been hysterical. She felt like everything she worked so hard for was falling apart. She is crushed.
It happened so quickly, and I am still so surprised. Of all the people, if you had said, who's the most difficult to work for and the most toxic environment in Hollywood? Who is it? I would have named 1,000 people.
Steve Harvey.
Before Ellen. I would have named 1,000 people before her. Her ratings have plunged to an all-time low. Now, is that true? A lot of the daytime talk shows have during the pandemic, but hers have really plummeted.
Actually, you say that, but you would think with people staying at home that they would go up.
You would think. And here was the question I asked you before the break. I'm a little surprised, and here's why. Her show, not Ellen, just think about the show and her giveaways and her dancing, and it's happy. Her show has provided millions of people joy over many, many years. You tune in.
17 years.
17 years.
Yep.
And even I would say I will tune in from time to time, and I always smile. It's never heavy. It's always light. It's why it worked. Can a person not overhear be the famous Ellen of the Ellen DeGeneres Show, who gives people cars and helps people and tells you to be kind, and you get joy from that experience. That's over here behind door number one. And also behind door number two, be a separate persona that maybe you didn't realize she was.
Well, wouldn't that be fake?
But how many people in Hollywood are really that person, Scott? Well, you want them to be that person.
Well, let me ask you a question.
You want them to be that person. Sure, but how many are really that person?
But let me ask you a question, and I want you to answer it honestly.
Okay.
Your answer will not hurt my feelings either way.
Okay.
Am I the same person off the air as I am on?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe you to be.
Sam, would you agree with that? And you're not going to be in trouble if you say no.
Minus a certain number of bad words that you cannot say on the radio.
Correct.
You are the same on the radio.
I do say a lot of bad words when we're not on the air. Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
Same for you, though.
I think I'm 99% the same person.
People ask me all the time when I'm out in public, like I'm at Hy-Vee, and they're like, is Dana really like that in real life? Honest to God, I get that question more than I get any other question.
I get that question a lot too, actually.
And I say yes. That what you hear on the air is exactly what it's like in real life.
I say more so, actually.
Now, I think you say, here's what I'll say about you regarding who you are on the air versus who you are off the air. I think you're a little bit more quiet off the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think you use more bad words off the air, of course.
Yes.
I think you have a, and I'm not saying this is common, but I don't think you show anger on the air, but there are occasions, rare, although they may be, where off the air you show me that you're upset with something in your personal life.
Sure.
And you don't bring that onto the radio.
Right.
But that's because you don't want to.
No, and especially if it's like family or something. Now, I do have a very small circle of girlfriends who I would say really, really know me. All of the bad parts of me. All of the bad days. All of the, if I'm struggling with this or that. A very small number of people know.
Your circle of six.
My very small circle of six. And one of them will say, and I'm not going to name her, that she won't tell people that we are friends. I've had two people tell me that recently.
Wait, whoa.
That it's just easier because what she says is she's just a mom. And it gets weird somehow if you would have to have her explain it to you.
Wait a minute.
But I'm like you're embarrassed about me? And she goes, no, it's just... they want to know all these things, and it's she's just a mom. Like, her answer always is she's just a mom.
Is it Cottle?
No, uh-uh.
Allison?
But I had a good male friend tell me last week, and he has a higher profile job in town, that three people asked him last week, do you know Dana? And he said no. And that kind of made me mad.
Oh,
I go,
that's like Peter with Jesus.
I go, why? And he goes, sometimes it's just easier to say that. And I go,
wait, God. No.
In that analogy, okay. Was Dana Jesus?
Oh, I almost said hell no. That would be bad.
Heck no.
I actually was mad about that one. I go, what do you mean? You're lying?
Wait,
and he goes,
so, no, stop. What girlfriend denies that she knows you?
No, I'm not going to say, and I'm also not going to say denies, but she doesn't bring it up with people casually. She doesn't ever bring it up.
It's not Cottle.
No, uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Wetmore?
But the reason
it's Wetmore.
No, it's not. The reason I bring that up is that can you not be a slightly different real person over here?
Yeah, but you can't be a blank hole.
But is Ellen a blank hole, or were all of the people under her in this massive empire creating this toxic environment? And you would say the buck stops with her.
Absolutely, I would. That's exactly
all
what I'm
saying
say.
Is... I think people build these personalities up in Hollywood with Ellen. You want her to be the kindest. If you could have coffee with one person in the world, who would it be? Most people say Ellen. You know, she's so great. And then when you find out that she's human and that...
Well, what is... define human then, Dana.
Not who you have built her up to be.
So a blank hole.
Well, someone who has bad days.
I think...
Well, we all have bad days.
If I had to guess, Scott, she has five or six people in her life who actually know her. Who actually know her. And somehow the world is disappointed that the person that you thought was this sunny, happy, dancing all the time person is always like that. It's not possible to always be like that.
All right, let me ask you this.
It's not possible to be that happy all the time.
Let me ask you this. You come across on the air as happy-go-lucky, everything is really cool, everything is going really well.
Yeah.
How many people do you really think, do you really believe know the real you?
Know me?
Yes. That's why I just asked.
Outside of, like, Chris and the kids?
Okay, the Chris... okay, so Chris...
Yeah, because that takes up a lot of slots.
All right, there's five.
Yeah.
Let's remove the obvious five.
Okay.
Go.
10.
And who would they be?
Well, I'm not going to name them.
Am I in there?
You are... Yes... Yes.
Ooh, interesting.
But you and I don't socialize outside of work either.
We do not.
Ever.
Nope. Well, I did on Saturday night when I came to your party.
Like at my daughter's graduation party, yes. But the people who really know the good, the bad, and the ugly, where I really feel like I can just go about whatever is going on in my life.
Am I in that group?
Yes. Yeah. You're in that group.
So who else? Cottle?
Mm-hmm.
Wetmore?
Mm-hmm.
Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
There are a few
Emmer.
Others. Oh, yeah. I've known her since high school.
Libby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're at six.
I'm not going to give you the other four. But they're all women. I'll tell you that. They're all women.
I'm not.
They're all women, and then there's you.
By the way, Scott, Dana's friends do not appreciate when you pull their names out onto the air.
And I don't know why.
I don't care.
I don't. Here's the deal. I'm not saying I feel sorry for Ellen. I don't. I just think I'm surprised people would be shocked that her persona from 4 to 5 p.m. when everyone's dancing and giving away cars probably isn't who she is.
Well, you know what they've said about comedians.
I mean, you thought Matt Lauer was a morning news reader until the old button under the desk came out. Right? You thought Charlie Rose was this journalist that was above reproach until the intern started saying, yeah, he walks around with his weenie hanging out of his robe.
A lot of us do that.
Well.
Okay.
None of us do that.
I don't know.
I would say, if I had to guess, and I'd like to think that I'm the same person out of this room as I am in, but I would put that number at...
Oh, your number is really small.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Four.
No. It's higher than that. I would say eight.
You're counting your brother and your mom.
I'm counting my family.
Yeah. No. I didn't count my family.
So I have to take out the circle of six?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably three. If I had to guess, it's three.
Yeah. I think that outside of the circle of six?
Yeah.
It's probably three. Yeah. It's a small circle.
But answer my question. If her show gives you joy, why can't the show... continue to give you joy.
Separating the art from the artist.
And knew you were going to say that. It's not like Bill Cosby, rapey McRapey.
Well, but that's something I've always said is you have to separate the art from the artist. Let's get to that when we come back in just a moment. Thank you, Sam, for bringing that
up. I knew someone was going to bring up Bill Cosby.
Oh my word, Peter Cetera?
Above the line here, there's so many things I want to say. I will always love you, I would never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget.
You would make you.
No.
It breaks my heart to see you crying.
And it breaks my heart
to see you crying.
It was such a good show.
I will catch it again. I promise you that.
When?
I don't know. I don't know.
2023.
Come back, Peter.
Peter.
Peter. Damn you, COVID.
Come back, you crazy. Oh, my word. So anyway, somebody writes in, I have a friend who used to work on the Ellen show. She was a terror behind the scenes. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what they say about these comedians, man. Like Steve Harvey, like, don't even bother coming into my room.
Someone did say, but who knows what's true and what's not, but someone said you were not supposed to, if you saw her walking down the hallway, you weren't supposed to address her at all.
Like, don't even look at her?
Like, just don't address her. But one of the things she has said in her defense was that as that show grew exponentially.
Fine.
And I don't know how many staff members work on that show, but if you think she's there all day, every day, you're crazy. Ellen is the one who walks right in before the show starts.
Right.
They hand her the show notes and she does what she does.
Right.
That doesn't mean she's not responsible for the environment of the show that bears her name. But she said, look, the show grew exponentially. I trusted my producers and managers to run this place the way I would want it run.
No.
And that's not what happened here. And now they're cleaning house, but I think it's too little too late.
The buck stops with you. Your name is on the show. And don't give me this crap. And I understand what you're saying, Dana. That she kind of probably, you know, the show, let's say the show starts at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever.
It's like our general manager. We don't see our general manager
very often.
Very often, and he runs the ship. And so if you said to him, how are things in the newsroom with Scott and Dana? He defers to the managers who are above us.
Well, but she's not the general manager. She's the talent. She's in the newsroom, if you will. There are producers and executive producers of the show, of which I'm sure she's one of them.
And I'm also sure day to day she's not there. I think she's there for the taping.
Well, and also imagine, I mean, walking down the hallway and having 400 different staff members walk up to you and say hi.
And want
you
a second of your time.
You probably want to make a rule to say, hey, can you let me know before you're just going to randomly walk up to me?
Which there's no good way to say that.
I know.
Without sounding like you have enormous problems in your life.
Suck it.
What, Sam, can you imagine if Scott said,
you have to deal with me.
Scott
there's
said,
not 30 people trying to
talk
to you.
Do not speak to me until you are spoken to.
Can you imagine? I mean, oh my God.
Do not taunt Super Happy Funball.
Am I Super Happy Funball?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dana, it's your song.
I love this song.
And I think of you. Oh, pot it down. I don't want to pay them. They made enough money.
And they call my name.
Right now.
When
you oh, yeah. Hey, we got to run, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Stop. Thank you for letting us spend some time with you on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
I'd stare a lifetime into your eyes.
On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, the finest man in all of America, the great Samuel Oliver Stevie the Third, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.